Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Sunil Verma with the news at 9. The headlines. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says Quad is a vital force for stability, progress and prosperity in Indo-Pacific region. India's core sector's output growth increases by 4.3% in November this year on annual basis. In Maharashtra, anti-terrorism squad arrests 43 Bangladeshi nationals residing illegally in various parts of the state this month. People gear up to welcome New Year 2025 across the world. President Draupadi Murmu greets people on the eve of New Year. IMD forecasts light to scattered rainfall and snowfall over western Himalayan region during next 2 to 3 days. And in Hockey India League, match underway between Delhi SG Pipers and Hyderabad Tufans at Rourkela. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that Quad stands as a vital force for stability, progress and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar reaffirmed the commitment of addressing the region's needs together with Australia's Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong, Japan's Foreign Minister Takeshi Iwaya and USA's Secretary of State Antony Blinken. On the occasion of the 20th anniversary of Quad, a joint statement from the Quad foreign ministers said, "What started as an emergency response to a catastrophe has grown into a full-fledged partnership." It also said that Quad countries now work together and with partners across the Indo-Pacific. It addresses complex challenges from fighting climate change, cancer and pandemics to bolstering quality infrastructure, counter-terrorism efforts and cybersecurity. India's core sector's output growth increased by 4.3% in November this year on an annual basis, showed the data released by Ministry of Commerce today. The production of cement, coal, steel, electricity, refinery products and fertilizers recorded positive growth as per the data. Coal production increased by 7.5%, petroleum refinery products rose by 2.9%, fertilizers witnessed an uptick of 2%, steel increased by 4.8% and cement surged by 13%, while electricity gained 3.8% in November of current fiscal year. Meanwhile, crude oil contracted by 2.1% and natural gas declined by 1.9% in comparison to same month last year. The Central Board of Direct Taxes has extended the last date to 15th of January for furnishing belated and revised return of income for the assessment year 2024-25 in the case of resident individuals. Earlier, today was the last date for the taxpayers to file belated and revised income tax returns. The move will provide 2 additional weeks to the taxpayers to revise and complete their IT return filings. In Maharashtra, anti-terrorism squad ATS has arrested 43 Bangladeshi nationals residing illegally in various parts of the state during the month of December, with 19 FIRs filed. The agency has also seized fake documents, including Aadhaar cards and other certificates related to their credentials. In the past 4 days, the ATS has apprehended 9 Bangladeshi nationals living in Vikroli, Nashik, Akola, Nanded and Chhatrapati Sambhaji Nagar. In Madhya Pradesh, at least 8 people were killed and over 14 others injured in 2 separate road accidents today. In the first accident, 5 people were killed in a collision between 2 two-wheelers in Khargone. In another accident, a pickup vehicle overturned in Ujjain, in which 3 people were killed while 14 others were injured. 5 injured people are in critical condition. The government has said that the space economy will grow nearly 5 times in the next decade, from $8.4 billion to around $44 billion. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, Minister of State for Atomic Energy and Space, Dr. Jitendra Singh, said, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India will lead in the space sector. He said the investments in the space sector reached 1,000 crore rupees in 2023 alone, placing India as a frontline player globally. The minister highlighted that India's space sector has emerged as a significant foreign exchange earner. He said of the 220 million euro earned through launching foreign satellites, 85% of the total was generated in the last 8 years.
Total foreign satellites for 432 launched so far, as many as 397, which means over 90% have been launched after 2014. In the terms of euros, out of 292 euros, as much as 260 million were earned in the last 10 years, and out of $172 million, as much as 157 million earned in the last 10 years. So in the last 10 years, it's been 9% hike in our space economy, and we hope to maintain the same pace. In fact, it's quite likely that our pace will go up further, and now we have also added on for the first time another location for launching in the Tuticorin district of Tamil Nadu.
The minister said that year 2024 has been an important year for Indian space sector. This year, significant legislative reforms were introduced or enacted to modernize India's legal framework and align it with global standards. These reforms aim to catalyze various sectors, including shipbuilding, banking, railways, aviation and others. The year 2024 witnessed passage of bills that replaced century-old laws such as New Bharatiya Criminal Laws, Vayuyan Vidhayak Bill replacing the Aircraft Act of 1934, the Carriage of Goods by Sea Bill replacing century-old Carriage of Goods by Sea Act 1925. Here is a report.
The Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita replaces the Indian Penal Code, which included outdated provisions such as sedition law. The Bharatiya Sakshya Adhinayam replaces Indian Evidence Act and modernizes evidence handling, including provisions for electronic evidence. The Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita replaces the Code of Criminal Procedure and introduces changes in police custody durations and procedures for handling suspects. The Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 and the Musalman Waqf Repeal Bill 2024 were introduced in the Lok Sabha with an aim to streamline the Waqf Board's work and ensure the efficient management of Waqf properties. The Railway Amendment Bill 2024 brought to improve operational efficiency and to grant greater autonomy to railway zone. The Banking Laws Amendment Bill brought to improve customer convenience and bolster investor protection. The Constitution 129th Amendment Bill and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill were introduced to give effect to the mechanism of simultaneous elections to the Lok Sabha and State Assembly. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has always been on a mission to eliminate colonial era laws and modernize India's legal framework since his tenure as Gujarat Chief Minister. After becoming Prime Minister in 2014, the government led by Mr. Modi has scrapped more than 1500 archaic laws, easing people's lives. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Akashwani News brings you glimpses of 2024 in its special year-end series. Today, we take a look at the key initiatives and achievements of the Ministry of Railways. The Railways continued its transformative journey in the year 2024, paving the way for a new era of modernization and progress in the quest for Vikasit Bharat by 2047. Our correspondent reports modern stations, state-of-the-art trains and innovative safety systems are reshaping the landscape of rail travel.
With a strong focus on meeting world-class travel experience and adopting advanced technologies, the railways has solidified its role as a catalyst for national growth. As of December 2024, 136 Vande Bharat trains have been operating, which are providing a new travel experience to the passengers. Besides, the introduction of 4 Amrit Bharat trains showcased seamless travel with modern amenities at affordable rates for the passengers. Following the success of these trains, the railways also launched the Namo Bharat Rapid Rail to improve short-distance intercity connectivity. Further, the country's historic bullet train project between Mumbai and Ahmedabad has witnessed the construction of over 243 kilometers along with bridges across 13 rivers. To ensure the safety of passengers and preventing train collisions, the covered system has been introduced and finalized to equip 10,000 locomotives. CCTV cameras have also been installed at more than 1,000 stations across the country. Additionally, 6,450 kilometers of tracks have been renewed and speed of trains has been increased up to 130 kilometers per hour in its over 2,000 kilometers of network. With Dipendra Kumar, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. People across the globe are bidding farewell to 2024 and welcoming 2025 as cities around the world prepare for New Year celebrations that highlight local cultures and traditions. The Pacific Island nation of Kiribati was the first country to ring in 2025. The Micronesian nation was soon followed into 2025 by the Chatham Islands in New Zealand. Auckland in New Zealand was also among the first major cities in the world to usher in the new year as thousands enjoyed a dazzling fireworks display at the iconic Sky Tower. Following Auckland, Sydney, Australia has also welcomed 2025 with a spectacular fireworks display. Cheers erupted as the clock struck midnight and the skies lit up over the harbour. Meanwhile, the people of Delhi NCR are all set to welcome the New Year 2025. On the eve of New Year, as the streets have been lit up, President Draupadi Murmu has greeted people on the eve of New Year 2025. In her message, the president said, "The New Year marks the beginning of new hopes, dreams and aspirations in everyone's lives." She urged people to welcome the New Year with joy and enthusiasm and take the society and nation further on the path of unity and excellence. In Assam, music and community feasts are some of the highlights of the New Year celebration tonight across the state. More from our correspondent.
All the major places of Assam, including Guwahati, are celebrating the New Year with music and food. Hotels and clubs are organizing dance and music for the youths. Large number of domestic and international tourists reach the Kaziranga and Manas National Parks to welcome the New Year in serenity. Assam police, meanwhile, urge the citizens to celebrate the New Year carefully to avoid any untoward incidents. Special drives are being undertaken, particularly in Guwahati, to prevent drink and drive cases. Manas Pratim Sharma, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
In Maharashtra, the city of Mumbai and its suburbs are gearing up to witness grand celebrations at various locations. Our Mumbai correspondent has filed this report.
Large crowds are gathering at iconic locations in Mumbai, including the Gateway of India, Marine Drive, Girgaon Chowpatty, Bandra Bandstand, Juhu and Versova beaches, among others, to ring in the new year. In anticipation of increased footfall, the Brihan Mumbai Electric Supply and Transport, BEST, is running an additional 25 buses today. Additionally, BEST is offering heritage tours in air-conditioned double-decker electric buses, showcasing Mumbai's iconic locations. To ensure safety and prevent any untoward incidents on New Year's Eve, the Mumbai police is implementing extensive security measures, deploying over 14,000 personnel. Various iconic locations in Mumbai have been adorned with lights and decorations, adding bling and sparkle to the celebrations. Ankita Apte, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
Several parts of the country are expected to grapple with cold wave conditions in the new year. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast light to scattered rainfall and snowfall over western Himalayan region during the next 2 to 3 days. According to IMD, cold stay conditions are expected at isolated places over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and Uttar Pradesh tomorrow. In the Hockey India League, a match is underway between Delhi SG Pipers and the Hyderabad Tufans in their second encounter at the Birsa Munda Stadium in Rourkela. Hyderabad Tufans were leading 2-1 when reports last came in. In Chhattisgarh, the 24th National Banvasi Sports Competition concluded in Raipur today. In the final match of football, Santal Pargana won the title, defeating Kerala by 4-1 in a tiebreaker. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says Quad is a vital force for stability, progress and prosperity in Indo-Pacific region. India's core sector's output growth increases by 4.3% in November this year on annual basis. In Maharashtra, anti-terrorism squad arrests 43 Bangladeshi nationals residing illegally in various parts of the state this month. People gear up to welcome New Year 2025 across the world. President Draupadi Murmu greets people on the eve of New Year. IMD forecasts light to scattered rainfall and snowfall over western Himalayan region during next 2 to 3 days. And in Hockey India League, match underway between Delhi SG Pipers and Hyderabad Tufans in Rourkela. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.